All right, then it's chapter 27, and this will be our last. We'll just finish up here with chapter 27. But what's the point of all this? The point of all this talk about the resurrection, what's he getting at? He says, with this hope, the hope of the resurrection, therefore, let our souls be bound to him who is faithful in his promises and righteous in his judgments. He who commanded us not to lie, all the more will not lie himself. For nothing is impossible with God, except to lie. Therefore, let our faith in him be rekindled within us, and let us understand that all things are near to him. By his majestic word, he established the universe, and by a word, he can destroy it. Who will say to him, "What have you done?" Or who will resist the might of his strength? That's from Wisdom, the Wisdom of Solomon. We're quoting from, which if you've, that's in the Bible actually, if you're Catholic, right? Wisdom, the Book of Wisdom. Wisdom of Solomon, 12:12 says, "For who shall say, what have you done? Or who shall stand in thy judgment? Who shall accuse thee for the nations that perish whom you made? Or who shall come to stand against you to be avenged for the unrighteous men?" Wisdom 12:12. I like this. I like that Clement quotes it, and I like the passage because it also is another piece that appears in the Siddur, doesn't it? If you're praying along, you're praying along. You do the morning blessings. You come to the end of the section that you do the Akedah. You come to the end of the section of the morning blessings, and right before you start the Korbanot, you'll come to a prayer called Atahu. It is you, Atahu. And in this prayer, there's a line that says, and it's always struck me as unusual, it just kind of sticks out, because it says, "Who among all your handiwork, those above and those below, can say to you, what are you doing? What have you done? What are you doing?" And the same line comes then into this shows up in the High Holiday prayers a couple times. And I never knew where it was from. So then I was reading Clement and I thought, oh, it's from Clement. But no, Clement's getting it from the Book of Wisdom. So there you have an example of, you know, the sages who put together the prayers, also drawing on the same sources as the apostolic writers, the Wisdom of Solomon. So who can stand up to God and accuse him and say, "What have you done?" Who will resist the might of his strength? He will do all things when he wills, as he wills, and none of those things decreed by him will fail. All things are in his sight. Nothing escapes his will. Seeing that the heavens declare the glory of God, and the skies proclaim the work of his hands. Do you see where we have come? Day pours forth speech to day, night proclaims knowledge to night, and there are neither words nor speeches whose voices are not heard. So we've come all the way around back to Psalm 19 and our appeal to nature. How can you argue with God? How can you fight the system, so to speak? You know, Hashem's system, the whole universe is running according to his will. So, Clement, it's a long argument. He's made a long argument to basically say, there's a proper way to do things. There's a proper order to do things. And as he moves on, you're going to see how this long argument, this appeal to nature that we've looked at tonight, fits into his broader argument of trying to reconcile the Corinthians with the old leadership. All right, so that's any questions on chapter 27 then, or anything in the material? Thoughts or questions? I told you, we get seven chapters. What is that, seven, eight chapters? Eight chapters. It's pretty. Yeah, all right. We're almost halfway through, aren't we? Because there's 65 chapters, and so next week we should be halfway through the Epistle of Clement. It's great stuff, isn't it? Yeah, I mean, it's really beautiful. There's some of those passages that were astonishing. You know, the poetry of some of those passages when he's laying out creation for us and that sort of thing. It's really astonishing. Beautiful writing. Beautiful Greek rhetorical style, too. All right. Thanks.